welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, with the Lord's help, we are going to continue on in a message. Do you know who you are? And as I mentioned last week, as far as that question, now, if you're a Christian, you could say, sure, yes, I know who I am. I'm a child of God. And if you're not certain, if you are not sure that you are a Christian, that you've given your heart to Jesus, well, then I certainly invite you to pursue that. It's a simple matter. The decision is very simple. You surrender, you come to the Lord in prayer. Doesn't have to be a fancy prayer, and just say, Lord, I need your help. I haven't done a great job in finding answers or where I am now in my life, and I just need you, Lord, to save me, to put your Spirit within me and give me wisdom and understanding, and most of all, knowledge of you and opening up your Word. In Jesus' name. Whatever is heartfelt. You know, the first prayer I ever prayed was, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. It wasn't coming to Jesus at that point. I just said, I don't know about all this. You know, I had been raised Christian, nominally Christian, and then I was out in the world 10 years, and I said, I knew Christianity was not the way, not the answer. I was searching for truth. And God honored that pursuit, but little did I know there's the very embodiment of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, no one comes to God except by me. So when you've got some quiet time, if you're not sure, you need to pray that prayer in whatever words God would give you. And the decision is easy, but then, beloved, it is a commitment. Because trust me, when you're born again, you become a new creature, and life is all different. And it is then a process. It's growing in grace and knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. So it's an adventure, and I do invite you to pursue that. But for those of you who know the Lord and have walked with the Lord, perhaps some just a short time, others for years, even decades, you will readily admit you're a child of God, and we know that. But as I was saying previously, that I don't think we have fully realized and come into the length, breadth, height, and depth, not only the love of Christ, but in terms of who we are as children of God. We are heirs of Christ, joint heirs of Christ, and heirs of God. We are the children of God. We have been formed, fashioned, created in the very image of God. And the calling we have, the destiny we have, I don't know about you. I mean, I've sort of walked with the Lord for decades, but it's like, I know I only see a small portion. I only can get a glimpse of the glories that await us and the wonders of seeing the majesty on high, of seeing Jesus. Lord, the Lord knows he gives us knowledge and wisdom, I think, incrementally, where we are able to receive. Same thing with truth. He gives us understanding as we're able to receive it, just like you would a child. I mean, there's certain things a toddler will understand, but you're not going to teach them quantum physics. So the Lord is, he's a very gracious Father. He gives us that which we need when we're able to receive it, just like natural food. A baby has to have milk, and as that child grows, then there comes a time when they're actually able to eat solid food, solid meat. Paul talks about the meat of the word, right? Are you hungry for that? Amen. So as we are continuing this theme, this thought about you know who you are, it's not only who you are in Christ, the blessings, the privileges, the promises we all have as children of God, but also, I believe, a very second important aspect of that is God desires to fulfill in our lives, and not only the blessings that we all are afforded, but God has he had a specific reason for creating you. He has a plan, a destiny for your life that is unique and specific to you. It has nothing to do with, well, sometimes it does. He equips his people. It depends what he wants you to do. The giftings, the abilities he's placed within you, intellectual capacities, the education. But every single child of his is so absolutely valuable and important. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter your, quote, qualifications. He loves us so intently, so intensely, but he has a plan for our lives. And the joy of it is discovering what that destiny is. And I believe that is tied into our understanding of who we are in Christ. Now, even a child could enter in. A child, you know, I've been just thinking lately about the importance of how God ministers to us. I mean, I don't know about you, but the world, technology, everything is getting more complicated. Nothing is simple. You try calling a company, and my goodness, by the time you get through their phone menu of which number you should dial, you're fairly well exhausted. But God, the most profound spiritual truths and mysteries of God's kingdom, he makes simple so that even a little child can understand. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And so, beloved, that is what's on my heart, that as we grow in our knowledge and understanding of what God has given us through Jesus Christ, all the tremendous blessings of the new covenant, we will then have the faith, have the strength, have the illumination, have the revelation to understand what God wants for our lives. And yes, there are seasons. It doesn't mean you're going to be in one spot your entire life. He, you know, there's progression. There's seasons in your life, whether you're very young or whether you're middle age, perhaps raising a family, or up even the golden years. Sometimes the greatest ministry occurs as a person is advanced in years. I mean, I know we don't live quite as long as the biblical heroes of old, but Moses didn't start his ministry till 80. And Caleb, when they were ready to enter the promised land, he says, I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago. He said, give me my mountain, he told Joshua. So as our strength is, so shall our day be. And many, many, in fact, I remember a story once, a minister he pastored, and he retired, but he was dissatisfied. He didn't, you know, he wasn't happy. And he went as a missionary, I don't know what country in his 70s, and spent, I think it was at least 10 fruitful years in ministering for the Lord. So, beloved, don't limit God. And he'll speak to you, he'll speak to your heart in terms of what he might have you to do. And don't count any assignment from him as minimal, as insignificant. Don't you do that in Jesus' name, because you just, I tell you what, and also don't get discouraged about prayers not being answered. Do you know God hears and answers every prayer? As my husband said, sometimes he says no or not now, but just because you haven't had an immediate answer, you think, oh, something's wrong with my faith, you know, no. I've seen over and over again in my life personally, as well in this ministry, that God heard prayers, and sometimes it was an extended period of time before it actually came into fruition. before it actually came to pass. Because why? God was setting up circumstances, places, situations, relationships that we had no idea of. And so don't be dismayed just because you haven't had an answer. That doesn't mean God isn't moving. And the joy is when you see, God never does anything. He doesn't do just one thing. He is the ultimate multitasker. He is the greatest efficiency expert. He never just does one thing. He does a multiplicity of things. It's kind of staggering, only because he's God. Isn't he wonderful? It's just wonderful serving the Lord. So, I can see I haven't even started the message. This is all just preliminaries, but there is one thought God put on my heart before I started this broadcast. And many of you, you know the scripture, be not weary in well-doing. But honestly, you are. You're tired. And not only that, you just, you know, you're kind of plodding along, going day after day. And what we all need is a fresh sense of anticipation and excitement of what God is going to do. His faithfulness is wonderful. His mercies are new every morning. We should be looking for the new things God wants to do on the horizon. And I could be talking simple things. You have no idea. I'm not going to spare you the details. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit gives me an amazing idea. It's the simple mundane tasks I'm doing. It's like, is that cool? I never thought of that. Well, I think I'm going to do it. And it makes it, because I'm very busy. Time is of essence. And so time efficiency, effort efficiency, and as simple as it can be, that's my new, modus operandi personally as I advance in years. And besides, that's the way of the Lord. He doeth all things well. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, you see those who are weary and well-doing. Father, I lift that sense of spiritual boredom, discouragement, oppression. And Father, I pray for the spirit of life, the spirit of our God, which is in us, that you will transfuse them with the anointing of God to give them a sense of hopefulness and anticipation and expectation. And I rebuke in the name of Jesus all weariness, all spiritual doldrums, all moping in the name of Jesus. And I pray that they shall be able to go forth with the joy of the Lord and look with joy and expectation at the next thing you're going to do, at the next answer to prayer in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. The announcer will give our contact information. If you should email, if you'd like a personal response, I invite you to share your mailing address. I will always confirm and always pray. I love you and pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.